Just like to say again, thank you very much for coming. And at this point, I'm going to hand over to Andre, who's going to just deliver the first brief introductory session, and then shortly after, we'll be moving on to Martin. Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Andy. Good morning, everybody. Again, my name is Andre Radinger. I'm Andy's colleague from Appamundi. I'm Windows Phone MVP for the last 7 years, and as Andy said, we've been working together on an application for Marketplace that I guess you'll be hearing about later today as well. So this introductory session is just really introductory, just to give you overview of the platform. I believe most of you already saw Windows Phone 7 on internet, in various webcasts, introduction by Microsoft at Barcelona earlier this year, and you have a brief idea about the platform, about user interface. I saw that most of you already downloaded developer's tools, so you probably played with it. And this is just a little bit behind the scenes introductory session to give you a brief idea of the whole idea from Microsoft side about Windows Phone 7. So how many of you used Windows Phone or Windows Mobile phones before Windows Phone 7 or use it today? Okay, a lot. How many of you are really happy with that as a phone? Wow. Well, very low percentage.
Yeah, the HD2, that's not bad for...
Yeah, HD2 is a pretty good. Pretty much the same response Microsoft got from people around the world. And Microsoft realized, okay, we have to do something about it because we are behind the competition. And with all the cool phones we have today, Microsoft really wants to catch up with the competition. So they decided to take the whole new approach and the design that will really meet the user expectations. So I hope next time, maybe this year or next time we do this session, we do this conference, I'll have many more hands in the air when I ask the question, how many happy people here? Again, assuming you will have Windows Phone 7. From the developer's perspective, the whole concept has changed. And you know that you'll be hearing about throughout the day, for the rest of the day. Now, the hardware. When you had the Windows Phone 6.5 or Windows Mobile 6.something before 6.5, when somebody told you, I have Windows Mobile device, you had no idea what kind of device, of what kind of hardware that is, whether it has physical keyboard, whether it's touch, no touch, it could be smartphone with no touch, and you had no brief idea. Now, when we talk about competition today, let's say iPhone or Android, you know exactly what kind of hardware you can expect and what you're going to get. That was not the case with the Windows platform, Windows Mobile platform. Now, that changed as well. So every time somebody tells you, I have Windows Phone 7, you know exactly what he has or she has. So maybe it's going to be from different manufacturers. We have Samsung, HTC, LG, various manufacturers, and there might be slight differences in hardware look and design, but you always know what you're going to get, and we come to that a little later. Now, these people, I don't expect you to know them. We don't know them. But the basic idea here is to just show you what I was just talking about, that Microsoft took the whole new approach. And actually what they did, they just brought the whole new management team in Windows Phone 7. And the idea was to have actually fresh ideas, not to build on the top of Windows Phone 6.5 and make it better, but to start from scratch, bring new ideas, fresh ideas, and actually bring the great platform. You can also see that we have people here from different groups within Microsoft, and that was the whole idea. So for each of them to bring what was the best from that area of Microsoft expertise. So we have people from Exchange Server, from various hardware things, from Xeon. Xeon is very important because I heard a lot of people saying, if over the last 2, 3, 4 years, if Microsoft only put phone capabilities in Xeon, that would be perfect. And the rumors were, it will never happen. Well, it kind of happened. Okay. So you can see also people from other companies like Nike and Dell. So Microsoft put together a group of people that could really bring something new to Windows Phone, and that's what actually happened here. So you see, We have different kind of phones, but we expect, Microsoft expects Windows Phone to be really different kind of phone. So of course, you can do a lot of different things. They're all entertaining, they're all capability, they have capabilities of logging on to internet, working with various things. But Microsoft oriented its phone around what customer really needs and trying to make your life easier. And hopefully that's gonna happen. Hopefully you'll all find that really there. Now, we are not going to talk a lot about user experience here before it's not officially launched yet, but only about the things that you saw. So it is kindly customizable phone. You won't be able to, for example, when you had HTC phones before, you know that they had really nice user interface, which was very different from everything else. You will not see that anymore because Microsoft home screen will look pretty much as you see it right now. You will be able to customize colors, you'll be able to add tiles and remove tiles from the home screen, but you won't be able to completely change it, or OEMs won't be able to completely change it either. So it's a common experience that you will see in every Windows Phone 7 phone. There are also live tiles that will automatically update. For example, for you on your people tile, you will have pictures changing all the time and also other things that you will be able to do. And are we going to show Where's My Car today on a session?
Maybe
not. Okay. The thing is that you will be able to actually control the tiles for your own applications, which is important for us as developers, and you will be able to change the content of that as well. Search is built around Bing Search, of course, and what's important is that it's content sensitive. So if you're at the People Hub, we'll come to Hubs in a little while, but if you're at the People Hub and when you click Search, it will search through your contacts. If you're at Emails, you touch the same button, it will search through your emails. If you're at the home page, it'll go to Bing Search on internet. So wherever you are, search button will be content sensitive enough to search through that area where you are. And Internet Explorer, that was a big problem. I'm not gonna ask again who was happy with Internet Explorer in Windows Mobile 6 because I know the answer already, but Internet Explorer is really, really, has a really good user experience now, and I'm sure you'll all be happy with it. Very responsive, very much adapted to user needs. Now, integrated experience, everything is based around hubs. As I said, we have 6 hubs, and that's People Hub. It has integration of all your contacts, and you will be able to add more accounts, more mail accounts like Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Exchange, some POP3 accounts, and People Hub will actually integrate all that together if you want it. You will be able, of course, the option to not integrate it all together, to have them separated. But if you want, and it's a really nice feature. So when I search for somebody in my People Hub, I have all information from all the sources I have that person at. So from Facebook, from Exchange, from Live, of course, if you integrate Live as well. So all the information you have there. And that's very tightly integrated with Bing as well, because if somebody enters home address or work address or any other address, at, for example, Live account, you have it there, and it's actually a direct link to your Bing map. So you just click it, and it'll take you to their address. And then if you integrate it with the GPS, you can get a driving direction to that person as well. And that works already. Now, Pictures Hub is obviously around pictures, which is integrated with your pictures on the phone that you took, pictures downloaded from the desktop, or pictures that were already on a phone. Games Hub, of course, the most entertaining part of the phone. It has games that you downloaded from Marketplace, and also it has integration with Xbox Live. So you can actually very easily work with Xbox Live and actually continue your games where you want. Now, that's a fun story that I heard from Microsoft a couple months ago about the whole gaming experience. So basically, we're going to talk about XNA later. Rob will talk about that. But XNA is a platform for you to develop games for three different platforms. So for PC, for Xbox, and for Windows Phone 7. And the user experience is that actually you can have the same game running on all three platforms and very well integrated. So the idea, the scenario that I heard of was you wake up in the morning, you're ready for work, you have extra 20 minutes, so you turn on your Xbox at home, you play your game a little while, and then you stop. Then you have to go to work, you take the bus, and then you take your Windows Phone 7, continue your game where you stopped at home at Xbox. Then you get to work, turn on your laptop, and you continue your game at laptop at work. And then you probably... You shouldn't be doing that, yeah. You're probably back home at 10 o'clock out of work, but still playing the game. Anyway, the idea of that scenario is that you can actually play the game, the same game, and continue where you were before, wherever you are. Music and video, it's a complete Zune experience and integrated with a desktop Zune, which is going to be your tool to synchronize multimedia information, multimedia files, and whole multimedia experience with a desktop. Applications Hub is your marketplace hub, and this is your central place for downloading applications. So you'll be hearing about it a lot a little bit later, so I'm not going to spend too much time on that, but this is how you're going to deploy your applications. You can forget about cabs and just copying cabs over to your phone and then executing cabs. It's not going to work that way anymore. It's going to be completely different all through Marketplace. And finally, Office Hub, which has integration with OneNote, with Word, with Excel, of course, and PowerPoint, deep SharePoint integration, and this is really an enterprise part of the Windows Phone 7. Yeah, of the Windows Phone 7, and it's very well integrated. One note here is that you have to use SharePoint 2010 in order to use it. Now, you heard about Windows Phone 7 as being a fun and entertaining thing, and it really is. But it also have a business capabilities and business values, and it's also very well integrated with your existing infrastructure. So whatever you have in place already, it's going to be usable, and you're going to be able to integrate with that using Windows Phone 7, starting with the clouds or with your backend infrastructure. It's all going to work tightly together, and you're going to be able to use all these resources. Possibilities for your business, as I said, and as you will hear today, you'll be able to develop applications that will very well integrate with your existing infrastructure and with your existing backend service. Marketplace, I already talked a little bit about that, and you will have the full session about Marketplace, but just briefly, Marketplace is your central place for downloading applications if you're a consumer. From a developer's perspective, it will be your one-stop place for uploading your applications, for updating them, and making them visible to the whole world to download and use them. So it'll be the whole session around it, and you'll be able to ask any questions if you have around that. So that's pretty much Windows Phone 7 as a platform, a high-level overview. I'm going to spend a few more minutes as an introduction to the rest of the day from a developer's perspective. When we talk about Windows Phone devices, we talk about different scenarios and different types of devices. As I said before, with Windows Mobile 6.5, you didn't have a very clear idea about the hardware. But you know exactly how you could develop applications. You know that the whole complete developer story has been changed now with Windows Phone 7 and Visual Studio 2010 for Windows Phone tools. But very common question is, what about enterprise applications? And it's official Microsoft roadmap now that Windows Phone 7 is primarily targeted for consumer market. And Windows Mobile 6.5, which has been changed to Windows handheld, is now for enterprise market. And it's based on Windows Mobile 6.5 platform. So it'll support .NET Compact Framework, it'll support SQL Server CE, and all that cool stuff that you already know about. and it will be targeted for enterprise platform and all ruggedized devices that you already heard about, like Psion, Symbol, Unitech, and all that stuff. They will all continue to develop their devices on Windows Mobile 6.5 for enterprise purposes, at least for a while. So we have two-way split, enterprise and consumer market. I talked about hardware, and this is what you can expect to see on every Windows Phone 7 device. You won't care whether it's from HTC or Samsung or LG or any other manufacturers. You know that you will always have a phone which has exactly three keys on the bottom, and it'll be back key, it'll be home key, and it'll be search key. So you are always going to have these three buttons and only these three buttons. No other manufacturer can put more than these three buttons or less than these three buttons. So you're always going to have that. You're going to have capacitive touch screen with at least four points of touch, sensitive points on a screen. You're going to have various sensors. As mentioned here, at least 5 megs camera will be available with every device. Memory, 256 megabytes of RAM or more, and 8 gigabytes of flash or more. So that's going to be available in every device. And 800 by 480 is the resolution I saw on most devices so far, or at least 480 by 320, that's going to be the lowest thing. They're all going to support, of course, portrait and landscape. Some devices, the only differentiation in hardware will be that some devices will have slideable full QWERTY keyboard, some won't. And also, there will be buttons for volume up and down, and there will be power button, of course, and there will also be a camera button. So these are the buttons around the case that you're going to have on a Windows phone. So this is what you can expect, again, from every Windows Phone 7 when you see it. Elements of application platform. Again, just a high-level overview. Martin will give you more details about it, and Rob later about XNA stuff. But to divide that in two parts, we have a client part and we have a cloud part or server part. So on a client part, we have what we run on a screen. It's a Silverlight or XNA flavor, and we have different types of applications that you're going to hear about with all kind of infrastructure on a device that's already supported, and we have the tools. The tools today are Visual Studio 2010 Express for Windows Phone. It's a standalone tool, it's free tool, comes with emulator, and you can use it to develop applications for your Windows Phone 7 today. If you have Visual Studio 2010 installed on the machine, it will very well integrate into that, and you'll be able to use more features regarding debugging and testing and all that stuff with Visual Studio 2010. But it comes with both Silverlight support and XNA support. So you can use it to develop both XNA and Silverlight. Visual Studio 2010 does not come with any integrated support for Windows Mobile development. Also, Visual Studio 2010 Express for Windows Phone is used only for Windows Phone 7 development, not for 6.5. For 6.5 or previous, you need to use Visual Studio 2008 with supported SDK, of course. Cloud services, we have various cloud services to be used, and portal services is about the marketplace that I already talked about. Now, cloud services, just to briefly mention it, we divide them in three categories. These are our services that we build for our own purposes that we need. Some third-party services that somebody built for us and we can just consume them. Or Microsoft existing cloud services like Windows Live, like Bing, like some Xbox Live services, location services, and stuff like that. So these are three categories, and you'll find which one fits you the best. Of course, Windows Phone can consume all of them. Location services, you can use them in your applications. You also have integrated Bing Map Search, and it's really very well integrated. Bing Map has a very optimized search engine, and you will see that it's very usable and very powerful. Okay, I don't want to run out of time here. I think I'm just about the time. And these are, again, some useful resources Andy talked about, so I'm not going to repeat that, and it's going to be on every slide as well. And now I would like to hand over to Martin to talk about developer tools.